Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is June the 26th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Psalms chapters 128 to 136. Trusting in God who knows all things. We read in Psalms 131 verses 1 and 2 like this. The words of King David to God. Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor my eyes lofty, neither do I concern myself with great matters, nor with things too profound for me. Surely I have calmed and quieted my soul, like a weaned child with his mother. Like a weaned child is my soul within me. Psalms 131 is a psalm of trust in God and is one of the four songs of ascent attributed to David, the others being Psalms 122, 124, and 133. The structure of the psalm is as follows: a statement of humility, a portrait of trust, and a call for hope. This psalm encourages us to pursue humility, which leads to contentment like that of an infant that has been properly nursed. It voices the trust of a close personal relationship with God. David does not attempt to dwell into the secret of God's purposes or into the sovereign design of God. The image is that of a child who is no longer unsettled or discontented, but one who is at peace and trusting in his mother, who is there to comfort and to meet his needs. After having been weaned from a self-centered life, David finds quietness even though he doesn't profess to know all the answers. He was content to know that he could know and leave the mysteries with God. Deuteronomy chapter 29 verses 29 tells us that the secret things belong to the Lord. This attitude of trust in the wisdom, love, and power of God brought peace and quietness to his soul. In a world full of mystery, it is comforting to know the God who knows all things that are happening around us. Just like a weaned child who no longer frets what he or she once demanded, we should behave in a similar fashion. This psalm is a call to learn humility, patient endurance, and contentment in all circumstances without understanding God's reasons. All we have to do is to trust in God by waiting in faith and patience. As we mature in the Lord, let us put away childish things. When God weans us away from something, we should not fret. God has something better to take its place. Let us put our trust in God who knows all things. As we again read the words of the psalmist in Psalms 125 verses 1 and 2 like this. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved but abides forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people from this time forth and forever.